Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty carpi here in the studio. Just, all chatting about our long weekends, bit of theatre, bit of watching Coachella performances. It's all been very wholesome.
Isn't it? I just feel it's lovely because I went to the theatre last week. I went to see Julia Croft, Meg Rolandi, Nisha Madan's Terrapolis at Kew Theatre. And I was like, oh yeah, live performance.
It rocks.
That's, yeah, it's
no pun
so
intended
bloody good.
There on the Terrapolis thing.
She'll like that. I have to send her a message.
That was genuinely an accident, but I'll pretend it was on purpose and that I had a great idea about that. Yeah, I went and saw some poetry at Basement on the weekend, and again, it was the same thing. I was like, I forgot what it's like to be in a crowd of people watching something happen live. It's magic.
It is, and the best part about it is if you wear your mask and you don't want to talk to anyone, you can simply pretend that you don't exist.
Exactly. It's like when you're a little kid and you think if you close your eyes, no one can see you. That's what masks do, basically.
Wait. Is that not a fit? Oh.
I hate to break it to you, Alice. What is going on in theatre? Because it's, starting to slowly come out of hibernation.
Yeah, we are. And so just on that with the Basement, I don't know whether we'd mentioned it prior to, but they've been doing The Slab, which is bloody great. It's an outdoor temporary space that they set up outside the Basement. So it's obviously Basement's on Grays Ave, and there is a car park out the front. It's that giant sinkhole where the pop-up
yes.
Globe used to be. They've been doing comedy. There's been gigs, poetry, as you said. This week, they're back on the 29th, which would be 29, Friday. It's the Doing the Most, which is their lineup comedy show, which is really great. This week they've got Tom Sainsbury, as we know, is the Snapchat guy. Corey Gonzalez-McCure, who is the guy from What We Do in the Shadows. Donna Brookbanks, who's just bloody hilarious. So it's like 90 minutes of comedy, like 20 to 30 bucks. Can't go wrong with that.
Fantastic. We all need a good laugh.
Yeah, shit, yeah. And they've got a really esteemed lineup every week, which is really cool. It's super fun. And because it's outside, you can go to the bar, get a beer and stuff, but it's all distance and stuff. I think the weather's going to hold out, so that's pretty great. They're also putting on music. Like, there was a hip-hop gig there 2 weekends ago, and they've got the sci-fi indie punk crew, Memory Foam and Ripship.
Yes.
Yeah, who are doing a gig this Saturday. So that's bloody I just really love that the space is being opened up to not just theatre, but music, live music and the likes. So yeah, that's at the Basement Theatre. I know Kew Theatre is dark this week because, they've got to have a little breather every now and then. They've just come off reopening. Yep. So Olive Copperbottom, which is Penny Ashton's one-woman musical, opens this next month. So we'll be talking to Penny in a couple of weeks.
Yay.
About that. So her tickets are open, booking is open, so I would highly recommend booking for that one. This is a roundup, by the way.
No, I'm loving it. It's great. I'm enjoying the roundup muchly.
I don't know whether rounding, like this kind of high, like this real high impact roundup is my style, but
I imagine you as the sort of like fun theatre Eye of Sauron, just checking out what's going on across the city.
Wow,
you know?
I love that. I love that a lot. I'm going to get that tattooed on myself. So Te Pau Theatre, which is the theatre at Corbin's Arts Estate in Henderson, they've got Te Pau Awe, which is their acting classes coming up. Now, these are specifically for emerging Māori artists, and they the raft of tutors that they've got lined up for this. There's Tainui Tokiwaho, Miriama McDowell, Jara Rawiri, Brady Petey. So just that alone is an
That's esteemed, very strong yeah, lineup yeah, there.
Extremely, extremely good. So those kick off on Tuesday nights in May. So if you are interested, you can go online and register your interest. I think you can either send them an email or click through the link. They're just confirming the schedule at the moment, so there's still time. If you are emerging Māori artists, you're interested in learning acting technique, so it's like voice and acting, there's some improv in there, I think, from those tutors. which is just, I mean, it's hard. Acting classes are really hard because in other parts of the world, most actors tend to go towards these acting labs, which is where you get weekly opportunities to practice your craft. A little bit more tricky here in Auckland. There are a few different outfits offering those kinds of acting classes. Often it requires a kind of acting facilitator or a director to set up kind of scene work and have you practice. Because, you know, you get very... You can get bloody rusty if you don't.
Yeah, it's like anything. You got to practice. Yeah, you got to practice it.
And it
flex the muscles.
That is correct. There's always, you know, script analysis, a bit of we call beating the script in the industry. Which is literally breaking your script up into beats. That kind of stuff. Anyway, so that's bloody cool. Definitely check it out. The final thing I wanted to talk about today, which, look, it's not reserved for just theatre. I'll say it's theatre, it's live art.
Live arts is
Creative New Zealand have an open call at the moment for their Global Digital New Work Fund. So there are two kinds of funding that you can apply for here. The first is a research opportunity. The second is actually to develop new work. So Global Digital New Work, what even is that? Look, it's basically about collabs for artists working digitally to be able to boost international and global opportunities. And this is a way to generate either material for that or research around that. So open to artists of all genre, particularly those working in digital. But let's say you haven't worked digitally before. You want to dip a toe. then you probably want to go for the research strand, so you can get 5 to 10K there, which is great. And that is to actually just like literally research and experiment and like connect to other collaborators, that
so
kind of
good.
Thing. We love research. Gosh, we love to research. You can do a bit of scoping there as well. So 5 to 10K to do that. And then if you have, you sort of got all that stuff in place, then you can apply for 5 to 150K to actually create the new work. I just think last year in Lock, when we were in Lockie D, there was lots of, I was trying where I could to share as much digital theatre that was happening around the globe. And there was a bit, but you know, like that was when we were in a bit of a meltdown moment.
Yes.
And
it's hard
now...
to be uber creative under that kind of pressure.
Yeah. I mean, like they say limitations are liberating, but I think lockdown... Is lockdown liberating? Who's to say?
Lockdown's lockdown.
Lockdown is lockdown. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I did manage to write and present.
You were very creative
and
in lockdown.
And that was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, look. But I was also quietly melting in my personal life. So, yeah. So this really is about going, what might happen if we had resource and time and space to consider these things outside of just the urgency of... all my work's been cancelled and my practice has vanished. So, yes, the Creative New Zealand Global Digital New Work Fund, it closes the 6th of May. So you've probably got a week or so to go. And as is the case with Creative New Zealand funds, you know, you have to speak to what's the idea, how you're going to do it, the viability around it, the budget, you know, like a basic budget there. They give you the template for that. And then who are the people that are doing the, intend to do the project. So it does take a little bit of getting your head around to apply for these kinds of funding. I always find it's actually great to, you know, apply for, this is a very ripe coming from me, but it is actually a really good practice to apply for funding, even if you're not successful.
Yeah, it's hard work, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and you learn the kind of like the sort of things that make it easier to communicate your point. It is unfortunately like doing your homework, but it is worthwhile.
We hate to do our homework, but we love to do our homework when we get paid
afterwards. Exactly.
And you know, like honestly, asking someone what an idea is and how you're going to do it is not actually that wild an idea. No. You know, this is a great opportunity to clarify your ideas and seek feedback. But as I say, you know, it was ripe coming from me because obviously it can be backbreakingly difficult for some. And it is very much privileging those that have very good written skills. But, you know, we're trying to move this funding notch, one notch at a time.
And it's good to know that there are opportunities there to get a bit of shmoney at the moment. So there's some funding opportunities, there's some cool music gigs at Basement, there's also some comedy, there's a bit of theatre going on, there's plenty happening out there in Tamaki Makaurau. It was a very useful roundup. Thank you for that one, Alice.
Thanks. The theatre roundup with Alice Canton. No, what was it? The Eye of Sauron.
Eye of Sauron. Benevolent Eye of Sauron. There we go.
Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, benevolent. What's the one that's both? I'd like to be both, please.
You can be both. Thank you very much for that, Alice. Have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Gorgeous. Love yous.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.